This is episode 5 of A Chat with the Lads. So today I've got Tom.
How's it going? I'm back.
Yeah, welcome back. I've got Liam.
I am also back.
And I've got myself Liam here today. And basically, we're going to. The discussion's going to lie around Momo and the ISIS and Leo Varadkar situation.
The Leo.
Go on, Leo.
Leo, bring him back. Bring him back.
But first, Todd.
Yeah, how's it going?
Do you remember that STD update?
STI update. Not STDs. It's got STIs nowadays.
Yeah.
And I had a little rumour since I've been off this thing that you sort of had chlamydia.
Confirmed.
It's just like, what the fuck,
we
man?
Had the nurse's report, hey.
I had a hot update on that the other day.
You had a hot update?
Yeah.
It's like, unlike I have a hot cock. That's, you know, yeah, we both got our STI results back. You got it back on the Wednesday, I got mine back on the Friday, because every time I went up to the nurse, she was kind of busy, and that kind of freaked me out even more. But
yeah, because she knew that there was something waiting there.
Nah, she just wanted the room to be clear. Suck my cock.
Well, you had chlamydia.
Nah, all things aside, we're both clean.
Congratulations.
Congrats on that. Congrats. No, fuck you. fuck you, you fucking sleazy little cunt.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, got the results back. Clean on both.
Did
we talk about the test? Did we talk about what they did? I don't think we did talk about what they actually did with the.
Ooh, it's going to get raunchy now.
Yeah, okay.
We just said we went for one, I think.
Okay, right.
Just the bros night out at the.
I'll talk you through this. So, I've never had an STI test before, and I'm turning 23 in May, and I think that's fucking disgusting. The more I think about it, like, I think what's a chlamydia and gonorrhea, like, pretty much rampant amongst teenagers. No one gets checked for it, so people. Don't know if they have it.
Everyone's fucking raw.
Yeah, everyone's like, be honest with yourself. Be bloody honest with yourself. Like how the better people do, like, I'm not saying I've slept with a lot of people, I'm not saying anyone here has or hasn't, but even once or twice.
He hasn't.
That's right, Mom. But I think it is like fucking disgusting that I've never gotten a test done. And I was like, here, I need to get this done out of the way because I think it needs to be done. But I also need to address something. I've been talking to people about this since I got it done, and they've been like, oh man, I don't need that, I don't get around. You just need to have sex once. You need to do sex once.
You need to do the
not
sex,
not even like sex. You need to have oral sex and you can get an STI. It can happen like out of fucking nowhere. And you're turning, you're 21 now in like the two weeks.
You're a young lad, you're only a young
2 weeks should be 21, and you've never had an STI test before.
Yeah, see, okay, I know that. When I said it to a lot of the people in college, they were like, oh, why would you even go for an STI check? I was just like, okay, me and my girlfriend, we get together over a year and whatever. I'm like, they're like, are you cheating on her? Are you sleeping around? And I'm just like, no. I've never had one.
I'm a decent human.
There could still be underlying fucking shit from beforehand that you never picked up on. And people are like, oh no, you could still have, it was like you wouldn't have an STD without knowing. I was like, no, you can have an STD without knowing.
Most of them you don't show any symptoms for. I think, like,
I know if it burns when you pee, if it burns when you pee, it's probably not a good sign.
That's a good thing. That's what I've been told. Is that not a good thing? I better get checked again.
Piss and fire, man.
You just need to have, like, it can happen to anyone. I think people not getting tested is really bad, and especially in college, it's so easy. And it's free. It's fucking free.
$3.99.
And it takes 20 minutes. But this is what we'll get to. We both did it. I was going to get my, I had mine organised for Wednesday morning. And we're having breakfast in the canteen. And I said, I'm going up to do one. You should do one, I think. And he went, all right, grand. So we went up.
Well, no. I went up because Tom was like, Liam, I really don't like needles.
Oh, yeah. And also, I don't like needles. But you also don't like needles. I remember holding your hand.
You held my hand out of pure generosity. It wasn't like I was...
Yeah, because I could see your eyes going, oh, fuck me. Because like,
she just kept taking...
I know. We'll get to that, right? So we walk in the room and say, Margaret, the lovely, lovely nurse on my TV. She's an absolute outstanding nurse. She's really, really nice.
Shout out
to Margaret. I said, can my friend come in if he wants to do it as well? And she was like, yes, people need to get it done. So she was definitely up to doing it. She explained what we were going to do. It was going to be a blood test, and at the same time she's going to do a blood sample test and check for other things like heart disease and blah 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 blah. So we think it's like, oh grand, just do one needles, be fine. We sit down and I'm looking at Liam, which brings us to the room, and I'm lying down, and She tightens the arm and I start freaking out. I'm like, fuck this, I hate needles. She goes in for one. I'm like, okay, I can feel that. I can really fucking feel that. Bear in mind, I've had like loads of surgeries before, and they always have to numb the area they put the needle in just so I don't fucking collapse. And yeah,
none of that shit in Blanche.
Yeah, yeah. She just went straight in for a raw. Like, I was like, fuck, you should do some protection on that. STI, man. Yeah, you know what I mean. And she's still going at it for like 5 minutes. I'm freaking out. All of a sudden, I look over and she's putting different vials into this tub. I can just hear like the click of the vial. I'm like, oh my god, she's taking a bunch. She takes 5 vials, I think it was.
Yeah,
5 vials.
They take loads when you get a blood test.
Though. Yeah, it was the one for the blood test and 4 for different other STI checks.
Jeez, I wonder how much THC was in my last blood test.
I was worried about that.
They don't actually check for that.
Legally, they can't.
When you go for any test, so anything that you've actually consumed with.
Yeah.
If it's any sort of.
Allegedly.
Drink, they don't, though. They don't go looking for that because that's not what you're there for.
Right, yeah.
You're not basically.
You're there for like diseases and shit.
Yeah, you're not going in to get checked on shit. Have I been smoking a lot of weed or
whatever? Because I know if I have or not. Because I know
myself.
Yeah. So yeah, you went in, you did the same, and it was like, it wasn't comfortable. Was
no,
it?
Like, as in, it was just, yeah, okay, maybe I'm not the best with needles. I looked over and Tom just grabbed my head back. I was just like,
I've never seen you around needles before, man, but I'm like, I'm grand with needles. I'm just like, get the fucking job done, like.
One thing kicked me off heroin, God bless.
God bless you, America.
But yeah, and then next thing she goes, oh, we need to do the swab. And I was like, oh yeah, grand, we'll just swab the mouth, no worries. And she goes, yeah. No. That's not what the swab means. That's not what the swab means at all. And Liam starts laughing. I'm like, what do you want to do? Like, you want to put it in the back of my throat? I don't know, what the hell are you talking about? She goes, and she starts motioning towards where your dick is, where my dick was. And I was like, oh.
Did you get hard, man?
So you want to swab the outside? And she's like, no, you gotta stick it in there. And I was like, stick it in the foreskin? No, stick it in there. And I was like, oh,
I didn't know that now.
Shit.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, fuck, this isn't happening. This is not happening right now.
Was
freaking out.
Was it painful
out.
Or was it enjoyable? Man?
I'll get, okay, she goes, because you went to the bathroom beforehand and needed to do this, this is how you check for gonorrhea and chlamydia, is by testing the area around there. So yeah, went to the bathroom, and the worst part about it is it's a lot drier down there.
Fuck yeah,
ink,
like,
and it's just
actually dry doctor,
it's cotton swab. Yeah, it's a cotton swab, and it's just like dry, and it spent 20-25 seconds
twisting it inside. Twisting it, man.
There's some people who like that shit, man.
I don't. The same guy is going back every week. I didn't even check again.
Oh, keep it. Got it.
Yeah.
Go on, do it.
As awkward as the experience was, it was like 20 minutes and it was free, and I think everyone should do it.
You slung some rope there, didn't you?
I came back with the swab in my dick.
I went through the entire day with it.
I went on a self-discovery trip, you know?
You're just exploring new kinks, man, that's all. Like.
Yeah, I mean,
talk about exploring new kinks. How's this kink on Tinder going?
Going on, you know.
Yeah.
Having the old chat. See, you know, getting the old info.
Oh, she also preference, we got the results back. We're okay, except you also have the not your fucking cholesterol, but the other thing.
Iron.
Your iron is low.
My iron. You have an old iron deficiency.
Yeah, my triglyceride is very high. Well, not very high, it's high.
My iron is borderline anemic.
You might want to sort that out, man.
If you get this tomorrow, man, you
can. No, so
just eat a file, you'll be grand.
No, man, I just started taking supplements instead. So,
actually do stuff, or is that just placebo?
No, they do.
No, that's not real. Yeah, because if placebo, they wouldn't show.
I need to have more zinc, apparently.
So you can go to your GP and check it out. But like most of the time, you just go in, see which ones have what you need.
I know I need zinc and like some vitamins as well.
Yeah, but that's just like it covers each section of what it goes through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're put into, well, I just pick them out on what I really fucking need at the end of the day. And plus I need to eat more green veg.
Green veg and exercises.
You don't eat that much green veg. Or
I eat a lot of green veg though, which kind of surprised me. I genuinely do. Like I'll have green veg maybe twice a day. I don't eat that much. I don't eat junk food.
I see you eat a lot of junk food.
What do you see?
Every time we're out, we usually go for like a Whataburger or something.
I mean,
that's not junk food.
You don't see me eat like chocolate, sweets, and crisps.
My burger, go on, because the sub, yeah.
I eat sandwiches, I eat, like...
Kebabs.
I eat a lot of bread. I only have banjo burgers,
yeah.
See, I cut down on the bread for the last week, and I've only been eating salads now for the last...
I can't eat salad, man.
Nah, man, like...
I'm no fucking animal, like...
Man, like, salad with, like, say... chicken breast in it.
Yeah, that's the worst one. I've tried salad, man. I don't like salad.
No, shrimp.
Salad.
Oh, man, people need to start getting on the shrimp.
I eat loads of broccoli, though.
Broccoli, a little bit of garlic butter in there, fried up with the bacon. I think I figured out why I'm going.
Nah, steamed, man, steamed.
Like, I eat a lot of, like, for fucking dinner there, I had, like, probably a load of lettuce or iceberg lettuce.
Probably.
No, because I was having I
got a cab home from DIT, and he was telling me that he had some 23 stone lead in the fucking car, right? And that apparently he lost 4 stone by just eating, like, mainly, like, beef. Pork and fucking like broccoli, fucking leek, all that shit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you can do that all your life, but like.
And tiny portions, like small portions.
Yeah.
You know?
See, like that's the problem. I was having about 4 or 5 meals a day. Yeah. None of them had veg in it. Jeez. And everything was just like. Okay, yeah, chicken.
I think, like, I said to myself now on the car on the way up here with Tom, I was saying, I'm giving drink a break, and now here I am with like 2.5 litres of hot eggs.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing myself any favours. No, I'm going to regret this decision tomorrow. But it's alright, man. It's the weekend.
I should also check my own addiction. I did have 3 cigarettes on Sunday night, and I'm very, very annoyed at myself.
Yeah.
Very, very annoyed at myself.
See, cigarettes are a lot worse than drinking.
Yeah. Well, they are. They all kill a lot of people every year. But I've been off since the 22nd of January.
See, they say drink kills. I say challenge accepted.
How's it been going?
It's been going. Well, not so good, man.
You seem to be winning though, right now.
When she was like, "Oh, your liver and everything's okay," I was like, "Are you sure?"
I don't know if
sure?
I don't know, Liam, if anybody's ever told you about my debs, have they?
Have you
heard plenty of stories? Right, let's break this out. Come on.
I've heard about you buying out the bar.
Yeah.
What?
He bought out the bar of Desperados.
Yeah, of Desperados. Yeah.
Oh, right.
$2.50 a bottle.
Really?
$2.50
a bottle.
Bottom with the boys. 5% a bottle. I had about fucking. I don't even remember at this point because I think the night is just a blur in my head. But I was told it was about 15 bottles that I drunk.
Yeah, but you bought. Bottles for the table and all, you just kept going around buying random shit.
Because it was nice.
Walked around like you're in Dicey's with €2 drinks.
Exactly. And it came back up very swiftly. Very fucking swiftly.
Yeah.
Ended up KO'd in the toilet after vomiting more. Was escorted out by a sound bouncer. I didn't make a problem for him. In fact, I was dragged by my arms by some of the lads, and I was just saying, I'm sorry. But, like, really slurred, like, horribly. I'm not.
That's the way you want devs to go.
Showing in the back of my dad's car, and went home, and he was calling me a fucking idiot the entire time. And he still fucking roasts me to this day about it. Which is fine. I'm fine with that.
I don't think that's fair.
No, it's funny. It's funny, man.
I think you should be allowed to get fucked.
No, I was a complete tit. But now I know my limit. So now I'm only under fucking L pints. What are you laughing at, you bollocks?
I know my limit. He says that he doesn't know his limit.
I know my limit.
No one knows their limit.
Me and Gibbo had this discussion on the way home about Liam and your tendency to vomit. And we brought this up
See,
before.
It's not that bad anymore.
Anymore. Okay, so...
Because now you know your limit.
Okay, so Belgium, you show up in... you show up in... 2 hours of being in the city because you drank so much fucking craft
in
beer.
In fairness, it didn't help that you bought me the strongest beer there was.
Because I told you it was really nice, but you drink too quickly.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about...
Because that's the thing, I don't think about alcohol. If it tastes nice, I'll drink it fast. That's how I think. And it's a bad thought process to have, but that's just where I go, man.
Cocktails get you.
That's where I go, man.
It's like... You're sitting down, you have 2 or 3, and then
you go to fucking thing.
You got me a fucking 13% or something in like one of the big glasses.
Yeah, man.
And I fucking necked it in like 2 seconds. I was like, I think I remember this, right? You took a snap and you asked me how he was doing. I was like, oh fuck me. Put my head down on the table.
I still have that video.
And when we left, I started projectile vomiting around a busy old street now. And I was getting yelled at in a language I didn't understand. But I was like, I was looking over and I was like, what?
we made friends with this, Chinese doctor, I think he was. And the minute we left, he was like, oh, I'm going to the same place as yous. I'll go to the train station. And the minute he started projectile vomiting, he just like ran off. He was like, I don't know these guys.
I don't think he was very impressed with me, you know. No. But the moral of the story is, we got to the place, we slept for a few hours, and then we went back on the drink. On the boys.
As long as you can keep going, you won't get that much slagging. But
keep the session lit, bros. That's my goal.
that's 100% it though. Like, if you give up once you get there, like, as in, at least you took the sleep for 2 hours and then woke back up. I was the only one that wasn't really hung, like, you were a bit hungover. I was just like, I'm fine, boys, let's go.
I saw the old coolers in the shop. I was like, I'll grab a few of them.
Yeah.
And then when we left that fucking canal, I ended up cutting my finger on someone's glass.
I have a picture of that as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go on.
I have...
You have everything, man. That's why I'm afraid to be around you, because you're a documenter, man. You document everything.
But, like, I think it needs to be done, though. Like,
it does.
Like,
it does.
You need that all goes back phones. To a week. Something like looking we talked about living in the moment, and also taking a lot of photos to remember things.
Looking back at it, like I regret it at the time when we did it. But looking back at it, I just fucking laugh because it was so fucking stupid. Yeah. It was so stupid. It was so dumb.
They're always the best memories, though.
It was good though.
Exactly.
It was good though, man.
Nah. Well, moral of the story is I'm still drinking to this day. So.
Do you plan on stopping?
I do not. I'm pretty sure my family has a history of alcoholism as well, so that's probably not helping. Well, sure.
Ah.
You know me.
Well, they still all live because you're here,
I'm pretty sure,
right?
Actually, yeah. Well, except for my granddad. When my granddad died, he said his liver was half his weight.
Yeah. Same. I lost a granddad and another granddad, so.
I should be laughing out right with that.
It's a cultural disaster of shite, but fuck it. We'll just keep drinking and have a bit of crack.
Fuck it, man. We're Irish. In our blood.
You're stereotyping yourself.
Our blood is more fucking... You know the way a human is made of 70% water? I'm like 70% drink, I'd say. Or at least a good even split between water and drink. My liver works hard, my kidneys work hard, and
this episode
both
of the podcast brought to you by Clear Guinness. Actually, I'm
now,
drinking water.
When I saw that ad, I legit thought it was a Clear Guinness.
Well, you know,
I
the
legit
reason
thought it was clear drink, but it was water, and I didn't cop that. Is that a bad sign?
I thought they were making a reference to that stupid fucking fad that went around about the Smirnoff Ice in the Guinness glass with the Guinness in it.
Oh,
do you see that?
I've never seen that.
And it was like half a glass of vodka, pretty much, with a fucking disgusting.
Do you even know like what an Irish car bomb shot is?
No.
Or
if Irish. I ever heard that, I think I'd slap an American straight in a fucking gobby.
I had no idea what they were. Apparently there's a load of shots called like Irish car bombs or fucking...
Yeah, they're for fucking Americans though.
Yeah, I know what I mean, but
if I go over to America and ask for a fucking 9/11 shot, I'm pretty sure I get some odd looks like.
Yeah. I mean, what would a 9/11 shot be? Fucking...
Fireball whiskey.
Fireball into a Pat Adams. And then, like, I don't know, for some jihadist flair, throw like.
And if there's a steel bitters, drink, they'll throw that in as well, man.
Throw some bitters into it, fucking bitter cunts. This episode is not for the Americans.
Do we even have any American listeners?
No. Nobody's
listening to this.
It's just us.
Yeah, it's just the boys.
The only people that I, like, personally, I want to wait to push it out a bit more.
I know my family has someone who links to the podcast, so like, I mean, yeah.
Some of your family has
some of my sister and my dad, I think.
But like, the thing is, I don't want to push it out where we don't have enough content for people to listen to.
Yeah.
And I don't want to push it out because I don't think we've reached the stage of where you can be like, this is what a chat with the lads is.
Mm.
I think that we're still trying to find each group.
Yeah, we're still in the American, we're still in the experimental stage. Like,
yeah, like, as in, but as in, if you go to our first episode, to what we do now, there is still a lot of changes.
Well, I mean, this snazzy new mic is one of them, man.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've seen that now with the old Zoom job.
The old Zoom job. So
the H2 handy recorder, boys.
Yeah, so...
Shout out to Zoom.
Shout out to the boys.
Any subscriptions going?
Any free equipment?
Speaking of...
Oh.
Like, we're going to be entering the podcast.
Yeah, I think it might be a good decision.
It's worth a shot, man.
For all of us as third-level students.
Even if we don't win, we'll be involved in it. We'll be expanding the podcast.
Expanding.
Like the orange, you know.
Yeah. See, that stage would have a bit.
I wonder how many podcasts there actually is in Ireland.
In Ireland? Yeah. Okay, so...
I know there's one in Trinity.
No, so...
There's one in Trinity.
So I'm doing a business plan for... podcast, video, and photography. So that's my business.
Are you using
plan.
Us as an example? Yeah.
Well, like, as in, it's easy to relate to because we're actually doing it. It's easy.
Speaking
to
of which, you sent me pictures for that old project you're doing.
Oh, so the diversity project.
Moving on a bit. Move. So just changing the old subject real quick.
The diversity project basically is me trying to hit all the 9 grounds, and it's really hard to fucking do.
Yeah, no shit, it's hard to do.
Especially.
Considering your entire friend group is pretty much white people.
And it is, like, as in, like, you don't think about it until you actually talk about it a lot more, where you're like, oh, most of my majority of friends are white, and I don't have these issues.
We won't. We yeah. Thank God they can't see pictures.
Yeah. Well, no, that picture was actually for a photo voice. So this that was against microaggressions towards you gotcha. As an individual.
Guys. I love that picture.
Yeah. So good, like, so funny. But no, it's just it's hard to find people that could fit into them nine grounds and they'd be willing for you to use their image. It's just a fucking task in itself, like.
Well, speaking of tasks, I think we should get to the first task on our list.
The first task. I know, Tom, you don't.
Oh,
you
I'm don't, fucking raging about this.
You
shit,
don't
man.
Like this, man. I know you don't like this.
Everything that's wrong with new media and 24-hour news cycles and 24-hour shows.
And this is what it was. It blew up in 24 hours. It's basically a viral hoax, and it's Momo.
Like, see, like, this got big a fucking long time
ago. I want someone's perspective. I want Liam's perspective on this first. I want you to tell me what you think it is. Tell me what Momo is and, like, what your perspective on it. Because I think... Because you're only finding out about it in the past week, I'm assuming, right?
Well, like, I've seen the YouTube videos, and then from the YouTube videos, I've seen the articles, then I've seen the blow-up on Australian news, American news of parents being concerned for their children because it's linked to said suicides and violent actions.
Because what I want to use is your template of how you found out about it to point out why it's wrong and why it's bad. So you were watching a YouTube video then?
I was scrolling through my Facebook feed. And I seen the image.
Yeah.
I clicked onto the image. Uh-huh. I was like, what's this about?
And what was the title of the article?
I think it was Momo linked to multiple suicides or something like down the lines of that.
Okay.
So then I went on to YouTube and then I seen all the news.
Kids, the first thing it got to,
And then it was basically the news channel was talking about kids being sort of like the ads were being directed to kids through YouTube videos like Peppa Pig and Wonder Games.
On YouTube at the moment anyway.
That's another topic.
So my whole problem with this thing is it's just another example of viral news media and like journalism today and the 24-hour news cycle of Sky News and all these CNN bullshit.
It's a fucking joke.
Is that they just try to sensationalize anything that's remotely scary into terrorizing the world into believing something that's not real.
There's nothing.
Momo is a fake, hysterically stupid fucking...
So
it's fake. Nothing about Momo is ever real. It's just a hoax.
It's a statue that was...
It's
in a Japanese gallery.
Yeah.
It's from 2016.
It's like old Japanese art interpreted by an artist.
Yeah. So it's made in 2016 and it was made by Kaisuke Ashiwa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I looked into it further because I knew... Once I talked to you about it, I was like, I don't like the image. The image looks really fucked up, and the story that went behind it was a bit weird as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, I was like, right, looked into the Samaritans and the NSPCC, and there's no actual evidence at all with it.
Yeah,
speaking of
Momo. Speaking of Momo, the wind is actually opening and closing the door.
I don't think that's wind. Yeah. Someone was in here. Like,
no.
Someone's fucking Snoop. Is it Owen?
It's Momo.
We're supposed to have another guest, but he didn't make it. Right?
So what? Momo's been around for months. Momo's been around for years. Like, there's been different versions of it. Like
I thought it was
Russia.
Dead.
Well,
I thought it died out a while back.
But now
it's making a resurgence.
Like seven, 8 months.
It's coming back with a passion.
Yeah.
It's come back because some tiny little shitty news article media picks it up, runs the ads on Facebook. Parents are terrified. Children committing suicide is like this thing they're trying to run at. To scare everybody on Facebook into promoting it on Facebook and then making news headlines around the world for a bullshit made up story. That's how news is going nowadays, and that's how, you know.
It's just pure lying to everybody. You know?
It's just pure.
It's not fake news, it's just lies. And it was like, I've seen no evidence of it being on games. Like, as in,
I believe there is actually, there's
nothing.
A Unity game of it. Like, there's actually a game you can download on Unity that is like
we
it takes
it
you through the story of it, like, and like you do the task that she tells you to do, and if you don't, she pops up and spooks the shit out of you.
Okay.
But like, has there actually been suicides?
There's absolutely no evidence around the world of any police organization mentioning anything.
Right. So the journalists are just outright fucking liars.
Yeah.
Because journalism nowadays is
it's all about lies and
shite.
Fucking tabloid shite.
Yeah. There's no
and
just like actual genuine news.
There's a lot of stuff behind it, and it's saying that it's basically trying to encourage self harm in some way.
I wouldn't say that.
It's trying to instill it in your brain. Like, you wouldn't think about this and then that's putting self-harm into people's brains.
I don't know, man. It's like,
if, that's, it's for people that are in a vulnerable state, if, that it could,
yeah,
be
exactly, if
bad.
You're thinking of doing it already, I mean, like,
everyone's thinking about,
it's
doing
not,
everything.
I don't think Momo encourages you to fucking self-harm, like.
But see, I think that,
because it's not real, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's not,
so
real,
like, why I think this,
if
is
anybody's self-harming, it's,
a,
it's
is,
an underlying issue. Like,
there used to be, there was a problem last year with YouTube, or the year before, where porn was being snuck into kids' Peppa Pig videos on YouTube. I think it's kind of jumping on the ban, on the backs of that.
Sure,
trying to do the same thing. Sure. And then,
should we talk about that new fucking new controversy that's happening on YouTube now? Should we?
Let's go.
Right, so apparently there seems to be a child pornography ring on YouTube now. Well, pornography.
Is this Pew News?
Where basically, there's been child like ASMR videos and shit like that. That, like, people have been fucking, like, in the comments sharing links to child pornography sites and shit like that.
And there's, like, a community built on
it. Yeah, so now YouTube has completely stripped pretty much every advertisement that it's ever had. So now content providers are fucked over, right?
Yeah.
So now YouTube has said that you will be demonetized if your comments are bad.
But, okay.
No, wait, I think the important thing to realize is there was a YouTube channel called Club Couture Club.
Yeah, something like that,
teenagers and kids, like,
it was
bikinis,
it was fuck,
for an
yeah,
acting studio.
No, yeah,
it was an
acting
studio advertising their clients that they could have for, but like, they were, it was lewd enough that people in the comments were time stamping moments where they could, like, see a sexually suggestive moment in the video.
It's YouTube
not,
is not doing enough to moderate its content.
Well, it's almost like
it's relying
on
robots.
You see the harm when you,
like,
see that. You wouldn't have seen the harm in the video until you noticed the comments.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it becomes a whole conversation of, should kids ever be on the internet? Like, should it be anybody who's the kids? Because in some ways it can be interpreted by pedophiles or something like that. It's a very sketchy subject.
But, like, no matter what, okay, comment sections are always going to be fucked up no matter what people put up.
Mm-hmm.
As in, look at, okay, mm-hmm, let's go back many, many years to, like, say, the Shane Dawson's and the fucking, what the fuck was his name? Ray Johnson?
William Ray Johnson.
Oh, and then, yeah, and then fucking shit like that. And then it built on to, like, PewDiePie, his comment section shit as well.
Yep.
Well, I think they'll always have people trying to troll, but I think what was really important about this was, it was pedophiles finding a way to exploit something.
Yeah, it was a platform for them.
Yeah, it was a platform for them to basically, you know,
advertise,
exploit kids or exploit YouTube channels that weren't supposed to be what they were.
I really,
you know,
don't see how going, like, militarized style on it, like, demonetizing people through comment sections and stuff like that. I get it, like, but you're fucking over at legit content creators as well as a result of that, like, you know what I mean?
They're going to be the backfire to this, but then in the end they'll have to suffer.
Yeah.
In order for this to be fixed.
It's weird.
Every
system they tend to bring in just seems to fuck over legit content providers, though. Like, their automatic content ID system, where, like, robots were deciding what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They were fucking allowing you to strike down through third parties.
Yeah, there is a big problem with that. But
there's
the guy,
a lot of abuse on YouTube.
This Club Couture thing to light.
Yeah.
Is now being witch hunted by fucking content creators because he tried his best to stop these pedophiles getting access to this content by contacting YouTube's partners and getting them to pull out. And then everyone got pissed off at him for contacting the people to pull out because they felt they affected them.
Yeah.
And really, all they should be thinking about is getting rid of pedophiles.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
and
what I mean?
It's like, that seems a bigger issue than what you're raking in.
Like,
you should have a job. Like, YouTube shouldn't be your fucking source of income.
Well,
like,
in some ways,
I don't,
a lot,
like,
of
people,
there is a legitimate reason for that.
Like, how much can you make on YouTube? Can you make
a lot
on YouTube?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, millions.
Like,
I think
millions, man.
Some of the top people pulling. Well, you've seen, like, you've ever seen Dude Perfect?
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
They're pulling in. They're pulling,
yeah, you'd reckon they're pulling
money
in a lot, yeah.
Man, they,
like,
those,
right,
they pull
enough,
in
like
a fuck ton of,
but, like,
money.
See, that's the thing, though. Putting power into the hands of commenters,
mm-hmm,
who are runners, who are just making an account, go on, spread some fucking weird shit, and then that's it, you're demonetized. Like.
But, like, you can't moderate that at all. You can't actually, you can't have someone there to say, like, this is a real person, this isn't a real person. That means half the channels wouldn't have fake names and people, like.
I think YouTube needs to cut some slack on this. They're going to have to, like, really piss a lot of people off before they make anything better in this stuff. I mean,
but then, like, as in, you even mentioned there again, Peppa Pig.
Mm-hmm.
Why, like, how many parents would let their kids watch Peppa Pig?
There was supposed to be, a place where kids could watch YouTube videos on Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig videos are all over YouTube. So, people like in the dark web, or probably on 4chan or something like that, decided, okay, they just do this stuff to fuck with people.
Yeah, you can always rely on 4chan for fucking around with people,
and they'll just sneaking porn into Peppa Pig videos to terrorize kids, to terrorize parents, to get news headlines, to either... Maybe their goal is to get a laugh about the views they get and about the people commenting on it, or maybe their goal is to destroy the ecosystem on YouTube. You know, you can never be too sure. Most of the time, hacks and trolls like this are just for the lols, as they've always said. And it's never had a real motive that's actually, you know...
Have you ever seen 4chan take down Shia LaBeouf's thing? Have you ever seen that?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, you know, he put up a flag saying he will not divide us.
Yeah, and everyone started showing up.
They used wind fucking patterns from planes flying overhead to locate this flag in the middle of nowhere. And they fucking found it. And they replaced it with a Pepe shirt and a Make America Great Again. I thought that was fucking brilliant. Because that's just internet cooperation at its finest.
I endorse
anything happening on that fucking site, like, because they're all scumbags, but sure. That was probably all
I
had.
The powers combined, the internet can be so great, but it's just full of people who don't want to do good things. You know?
That's what everyone's saying now, though. Like, we do databases in college, and the next World War is just going to be an internet one.
Well, the next World War has been happening for years now, no one's talking about it. Not to go all Eddie Bravo or Alex
Let's
Jones.
Let's go, Eddie Bravo. Let's go.
Turn the freaking Fox game. But, the fucking... The new Cold War has basically been online for decades now, with a decade maybe, with China, Russia, and America, and South Korea, Japan, and a lot of those companies. There was a report brought out there, one of the news articles was basically like on the local, I don't know what kind of elections there were in the States, but they had like new senators for each area voted in. On that day, the US cybersecurity took down like some Russian meddling and for that day, and the Democrats won that election, and some people think there's a link to them stopping Russian meddling and the election going in favour of the Democrats.
Yeah.
So I think,
but then when they tried to link Russia to Trump,
it's true.
So so then they would link, so everything's just fucking being,
yeah, you know, Trump knows himself, he's been elected on the back of rigged elections. And like manipulation through Facebook, like the articles that are that are just sensationalised, and there is like a sick, twisted plan in Russia's pocket now to swing everything to right wing. That's why you know a lot of countries around the world in Europe are swinging more towards the right wing. So there's stuff like you have Brexit, which is definitely meddled by the Russians, and you have stuff in France and Italy and even Germany where right wing people are starting to pop up again. It's just like, fuck me. That's,
I remember seeing a thing on Brexit on the telly where they were talking to some
you watched the telly?
I don't want to watch the telly. It was a lad who used to run a flower shop. It's been around in the UK for 30 years, and they export flowers.
Flowers.
They used to. Is that how I'm speaking? Is this? I better speak a bit louder, so. But he was talking about how his family and all. It used to be a family business. It used to be about fucking. It used to be around for 30 years, right? And he voted yes for Brexit. But when the lads asked him, "What did you vote? Yes or no?" And he said, I voted yes, because he's complaining about how a business is basically going to collapse if a hard border happens.
Yeah.
But he was like, I voted yes. Do I regret it? Yes. I reckon if you vote yes for it, you're not allowed to fucking complain. You're not allowed to complain
about
it.
Do you see? Okay, there is, they have the legal right, or they have the right to hold another referendum on it.
The first one wasn't even like a proper referendum. It was an opinion poll.
Yeah.
That's what people need to get, you know, around their heads.
And then, opinion poll, wasn't it? But the second one, though, if they do it, it's not, like, everyone's going to vote no. In my opinion, everyone's going to vote no.
I think people are so blinded and ignorant in that country nowadays that they'll just say yes.
I don't think so.
Just in defiance of their government again, because that's what it was the first time. They were just angry at the government and they wanted to moan and complain, so they voted to leave the European Union just to piss off Cameron, because they knew he'd leave if they voted to leave Europe. So, the problem with the UK is nobody likes Theresa May, nobody likes Jeremy Corbyn, nobody likes Boris Johnson. They don't have anyone. There's
like,
nobody.
Here's the thing, though. They keep saying they want Theresa May out of the Prime Ministry, but whoever takes over is not going to change anything.
Like, you know what happened?
Because Brexit at its fundamental level is a fucking disaster.
Yeah,
no one's going to fix it. No one's going to make it better. Nobody. I don't think, like, people were misled on it. That's why it fucking went through. Because the media was out, was fucking misleading people. Fucking people in prime minister seats and fucking big positions in power were fucking misleading it.
Lazy and stupid.
Right? People didn't fucking research shit, you idiots. right? Research your shit before you vote, right? Fucking, I'm annoyed at this. I'm just saying, hey, Brexit. My fucking nan hates Brexit. She's a hardcore fucking IRA boy. Let's go.
I'm just saying, like, Lisbon Treaty.
Fuck everyone who didn't research and vote yet. Yeah, you're an idiot. Everyone hates you.
But did you see that thing where it's like they went, Theresa May went to the UK with her deal that they voted on and was told no, that's not good. Went back to the UK with the plan or the deal that the EU was going to give them. They then voted no on that deal. They then voted for a vote of no confidence in Theresa May. And then she won that, so she stayed in power.
But she won it by just going to repeat them.
Yeah. So it's like, they don't want, they want a deal, but they don't want the deal that they can get, that the only deal they'll get. They don't want Theresa May.
Man,
they
can't
get rid of Theresa May.
I think you said it before, Liam, like, as in, the thing about the cake. It's like, they want the cake, but they don't want to share it to anybody.
Yeah,
they just want to fucking take everything.
Yeah.
They want to take all the benefits without being...
Yeah.
Out of the EU.
It's mad. Like, they want to control their borders. They want complete control over, like, trade and shit like that.
Yeah.
But you can't have any of that unless you open, like, trade routes with fucking EU. You can't control your borders if you're not in the EU, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing they want. They want to control their borders. They want to control who's coming in. But if you want access to the EU markets, you need to have open borders. That's a fucking rule. Like,
first things first, as soon as you get a trade deal, they'll want
to open. Not to mention, you know how much they've wasted on Brexit so far? I think it's in the billions at this point, right? And nothing's happened.
Yeah.
They've wasted billions and nothing's happened.
And they also haven't planned.
They haven't planned anything. They have nothing planned. They don't have a plan. Really, like, it's fucking madness. Not to mention,
I'd say, right? We just walk up the north on the 29th of March and just say, this is ours, eh?
No. They were saying there's a high likelihood that a United Ireland will happen as a result of Brexit, no matter what the outcome is.
It's in Northern Ireland's best interest to join back.
If they get a hard border, I reckon the old troubles are going to start up again.
They'll come back up again. And, like, I know the guards have been on the lookout for IRA sympathisers. I'm right here.
Jerry Adams, you're sound.
But,
real talk.
Any who's fancy Mary Lou in the next election, I think she's been. I did say early on this podcast.
See, I don't know. I need to do my research. Unlike some people who voted on a major fucking deal recently.
Yeah. But Mary Lou went over there, and she's been speaking well, man.
I'd like to see some people from fucking, what was it, People Without Austerity or some shit, like the fucking kind of third party people, like People Before Profit. I think it is.
Fucking.
I'd like to see some of them get in. But, I mean, if worse comes to worse, I would rather someone else than Leo fucking Varadkar.
I keep on forgetting her name. She's on my list.
Let's just casually waste $2 billion on a fucking hospital. That's not going to do anything. We talked about that fucking weeks ago.
Yeah. A fucking hospital, man.
Fucking hate it.
Yeah, well.
It's still going on.
As we
put it on the M50.
Speaking of our government, the next topic for discussion was Leo Varadkar saying that. I'll quote him here. It was about bringing Irish citizens back to Ireland if they were ISIS fighters. The Fine Gael leader said he would loathe to revoke someone's citizenship, and that the state would not expect Irish citizens to be someone else's problem. He said, "I think it's bad practice to revoke someone's citizenship and render them stateless and leave them to be somebody else's problem. We'll have to consider whether those people legitimately acquired citizenship. So basically he's talking about your one, I don't remember her name, but she was a British citizen who wanted to come back after going to live in Syria and be an ISIS mother, had three kids at the age of 15 to 18, that she wants to come back.
I strongly doubt was consensual.
We'll get on to that but she basically lost her British passport or citizenship, and now she is stateless.
I do kind of think that someone deciding that you're not allowed to be a citizen is a bit weird. But at the same time,
okay, if you
did fight for an organisation, or you went over...
If you're involved in any way with an organisation like ISIS,
yeah.
Why do you think that you're...
Entitled
to come back and think that you can live your life.
It's fucking, man, I don't know. There's sides on both. Like, you know what I mean? It's like she went over and she was more than likely
non-consensually
made a fucking mother. Like,
Yeah, well, it's 15.
More than likely.
She was manipulated by YouTube and the internet. It's coming over there.
At the same time, like, but he did go over it and kind of side with an organization that hates most of the Western world.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of conflicted about it.
And don't you want her to get put to trial and to be...
I would like...
Go through a process in which she can be punished for her crimes.
I'm fucking mixed about this situation.
I think it's the right thing to do. If you have an Irish citizen who goes over to fight for ISIS, I want them back here in prison. And I want them to suffer...
Yeah, that's if they're fighting.
Yeah.
I don't think she was fighting for ISIS.
She was supporting them.
She supported them not by choice. Like.
So,
it's a weird thing.
She was fucking manipulated. She went over. She was more than likely fucking raped.
If she was...
Made a mother, young age. If she came over and was... Sorry, I keep going off.
No, but like, I'm trying to just get the point across that, like, if you were manipulated in the first place to go over and fight for ISIS, or be a part of ISIS in any way... And then you feel like you can basically come back over and get rid of those links.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't.
And not be associated with
them. You shouldn't be able to just come back over with a clean slate. That's not how it should work.
Not even a clean slate.
But at the same time, like, fair enough if someone goes over with the intention of actually fighting for ISIS on the front lines and then comes back and is like, why did my passport get revoked? Like, or why am I under arrest? It's like, they should get arrested. But your one went over when she was a fucking young one, right? When she was a teenager, who made mistakes, who was a fucking idiot, right? Went over, was more than likely raped, like, by multiple people.
Do you know that is a fact?
I don't know that. I don't know that's a fact, right? But it's a fucking, I don't know, it's a weird issue, like. I feel conflicted about it, in her case. I don't know, like, if someone goes over and is like, he has a video of someone fucking beheading someone. Bring him back and put him in prison.
That's why they shouldn't revoke her citizenship. They bring her back and put her to court.
Yeah, exactly. But they just outright revoked her citizenship, which will send her back to the problem. That's not helping anything.
She just now gets to stay in Syria.
Yeah, that's not helping anything.
And she's probably not going to go back to anyone at ISIS. No, they probably want her dead.
Yeah.
She's
fucking probably beheaded now in the next few years, I reckon.
I mean, I know Damascus got taken back, so I know that's... Look, it's a fucking mess. And if she wanted to go back to the UK, fair enough. But she should be put to court and be questioned and
I don't know. At the moment, I'm taking a neutral stance on all that shit. I think she was a fucking idiot for going over.
I think they should have.
She was easily manipulated.
But she still needs to be held accountable
for it. Yeah, no, you're right. I agree with that too. That's the thing. I agree with fucking, like, I'm in the middle here. Like, you know, I agree with the people who are saying, hey, she should be fucking, like, we need to kind of look more in depth about it, but also she should be punished because she did fight for an enemy of the West. Like,
if somebody was going to come back to Ireland, and in my opinion, the sympathy card is going to be played because of her age, because of the situation.
Yeah, you're right.
And then people are going to feel, half of the people are going to be like, oh, I feel really bad for her, I feel sorry for her. And the other half are going to be like, no, you're involved with a group that have claimed so many fucking attacks around the world.
So many lives and fucking just everything. And then, we don't know, we see the videos come out, but we don't know how many people.
And that's what I was going to say. Some minister in the UK said, we need to bring her back because we need to understand her. We need to understand what she was doing there, how she got over there, the process.
See, so that would help. That would help in that situation. But revoking her passport outright and sending her back to the problem is not fixing anything.
It doesn't do anything. In fact, it's not the most negative thing you could have done.
Yeah, exactly. It's the worst thing you could do in that situation. Exactly.
And that's why I think Leo was right in what he said. I think people losing their heads about it are fucking idiots not reading it. And they're just reading Facebook articles without thinking about shit.
Like, that's the thing. It's the same with Brexit. Research your shit before you make fucking posts about it. Because you're just spreading problems.
I'm getting angry now. I'm getting fucking
honestly, you need one of them.
People on Facebook, honestly.
I'm a fucking leader into the office.
People
share
stuff and they just comment on shit. And fucking Tommy Robson people are like, man, go fucking... they're just so uneducated and stupid. They don't want to fucking have a real opinion. They just want to read news article headlines and be like, haha, I read the news.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't. You read like fucking six words and you think you're an expert on something.
Yeah.
That's like,
and then a few points down the log.
Research is a fucking beautiful thing. The internet is a beautiful thing for research.
Yeah.
Don't get your news off Facebook because you're a fucking idiot if you do.
It's like, people are stupid. People are smart and intelligent, but people are fucking stupid. Like, person can be very smart, but together as a whole.
It is. The whole thing is a weird situation that needs an actual concrete solution, not just revoke passport, done. That doesn't fix anything.
You stop anything that can be taken away from you. Stop any sort of investigation.
If you do an inquisition into why she went over, how she got over, how she was manipulated, and like what happened over there, like that would have aided so much more than just deny it. Goodbye.
But then, what about her kids?
Well, she's, what do you mean? Does she want to bring the kids back?
Is she bringing the kids back?
I have no idea what the story of the kids
I
are.
I don't know what the fucking story is. I don't know the whole...
Everywhere, in the, everywhere you looked in the news, you read about it, they never mentioned the kids.
Mm. It's more like the fucking public is like the fucking
those
news
kids,
articles
those kids
are just
are innocent. Like those yeah. those three kids,
they didn't like yeah, they didn't
innocent.
Fucking they didn't come out like being like oh yeah, I want to fucking behead the fucking
it's
West
like
yeah. you know,
it's like
it's fucked. The whole situation's messed up beyond belief, and they're just taking a wrong approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like most people in the UK are like, oh she's like, she, there's a lot.
But see,
of
okay, they've turned into a country where they do not want any.
They don't want
people yeah, in their country, and it's
but that's
ridiculous.
A problem because like most people who come in from foreign countries, like,
are
mainly
are
the
all
choice.
Colonies, like
their choice, they want to adapt quickly to what the fucking current like culture is.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention it because like people who come over from fucking Syria now boost the economy unbelievably.
See, like okay,
there's but there's a lot of fucking racism. That like we just assume who someone oh you're Muslim you must be with ISIS like
no like as in it's ridiculous for you or for anyone to think that, but like okay people that are under the assumption that foreign people come over and take your job,
that's stupid as fuck. Fucking you're an idiot.
That person or individual could be over here on a work specialist visa, as in they can do shit that you can't. And you're never gonna fucking bother your arse to do
it's just
else,
the lazy like. Man's excuse. It's yeah. the layman. It's the fucking Joe Bloggs is the what they always say, like everyone wants to paint the working class person as like the person that always gets fucked over in this situation. Like
you're not, you're fucking not.
what is the working class person? They just say it's like this basic person they think they're always protecting in life. It's like they always paint them as someone else, as the person who's always getting it, like is always losing in this situation, when you don't realize the situation that these people are coming over from.
Yeah,
like. I dare you to go to Syria and like try live for a day and like see the shit they're
yeah.
going through. Like they're seeing their villages being absolutely torn to shreds, people dying in the streets, they've lost everyone out of their family, and they come over to your country to try start a new life, and then all of a sudden you're there spitting in their face,
attacked by racism, like
yeah.
That was like did you guys see the fucking just on Westmoreland Street, the video of the fucking Deliveroo drivers?
What was that about?
Do you see it?
Well, I don't. I didn't look. I've seen loads of them.
Those were young kids whose parents are shit.
Well, no, wait. Let's get
those are shitty
fucking
parents.
So,
right. So basically, a bunch of young fucking cunts, right?
Yeah.
Fucking attacked innocent delivery drivers, like for fucking no reason. I don't know if it was fucking racially motivated or whatever.
But
these are just kids with shitty parents.
See, they were scumbags, 100%.
What were they shouting at?
So they were shouting at them, saying that they're a bunch of foreigners and everything else on the fucking.
They're racist dicks
racism.
With racist dickhead parents.
Yeah, and then like, but see, another thing was though, Westmoreland Street, Garda station is up on the top of that road in the left hand corner.
Yeah.
That video went on for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was a bit weird how there was no intervention.
And
whatsoever.
Then, and then guards came and they just literally jumped through the traffic
yeah.
and they were gone.
Yeah.
But like, I don't understand where there was loads of bikes that were getting thrown about. But where were these? Where they live? The actual Deliveroo drivers' bikes.
Well, I know for a fact that like around the corner from Kevin Street campus, they're right next to Boojum, I think it is. There's a fucking group of Deliveroo lads and fucking Uber Eats guys, like. But like, it's just fucking weird. Like, it's just they're not raised right. They have shitty parents who don't care about them.
The Deliveroo drivers.
not the Deliveroo drivers. The fucking little racist cunts who got away with
yeah.
it. Like,
yeah.
Fuck them.
Like, racism.
You deserve
hate,
prison. You deserve prison, and your parents are shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like racism is just like, it's so hard to understand where it comes from. It's just like, why would you want to be negative? It's like everyone wants to just like they hate someone. So they
yeah,
just
negativity
put them in
doesn't
a
help anything. It might make you feel better, but that's because your life is shit. If you're being racist, your life is just shitty and it has no meaning.
Like,
but like, honestly,
what do you want out of you? Just want to be negative? You know? No. Did nobody read To Kill a Mockingbird? Does nobody read that shit?
I have not read that shit.
Yeah, man, it's
was that your Leaving Cert book, was it?
Junior Cert, I'm not too sure, but it's a very good book, and it basically paints the West, the like an American Southern town, and there's a black man up for trial, and there's this whole public perception thing about it, and it was it's been taken out of a couple of schools in America, I believe, because it makes people feel anxious, when that's the whole point of it. It confronts racism, it confronts things that make you awkward.
You need to, like, you do need to teach people, like, if they're not getting taught at home, mm-hmm. what the whole crack is with that, like,
those
you
kids need to be taught in school. Like, those
yeah,
kids
you do.
Need to be taught.
Education is important for this kind of fucking thing. Like,
and unfortunately, it's the people who are less privileged that don't get educated can oftentimes be the person who's being racist because they're not educated.
See, I was at a workshop there the other day for like student engagement and stuff, but one of the things I was talking about was diversity. So that's one of our modules for this semester, and the lecturer actually had to fight the course board and the what would it be the actual like organizers of each module to be like, this needs to be taught because everyone's fucking just so ignorant in that area, and they just like they don't want to fucking know about that shit. They're always like, oh, business is business, but not at all.
As we speak, Tom is vaping into his cup right now.
Well, this is the vape and glasses podcast, guys. We've all got not having it well, got shitty eyesight and vape, bro.
Yep. Yeah, I can't see Tom's face right now. I'm blind as fuck.
Vape nay, bro. Vape nay.
Vape nay.
But,
Shout out Vintage Vape Shop.
Diversity is a very important part of the workplace, but I think sometimes I've noticed trends where they'll overlook someone that's just a white guy just because they're a white guy.
Yeah. So it's gone the other way now?
Yeah.
Right?
It's like,
oh, we're not looking for you. We're looking for an Asian, a black guy, or someone else.
Yeah, we're just looking to fill a quota. I don't think it should be a situation where you're just looking to fill a quota. I think it should always just be the best person for the job gets it. I don't think there should be any, like... Affirmative action is
but this is where,
thing
like,
in America where they promoted black people up to college and stuff like that and gave them what they assumed was equal opportunity, but it wasn't. Over in the States, there's a very interesting talk... I don't agree with most of this fellow says because it's strange, he's like a racist black guy, but he had an interview with a woman who due to affirmative action got into a college and is very proud of this college. It's great, she got into a college, blah blah blah, but he asked her, would you have gotten to that college regardless, say if you're just a white person, would you have gotten to that college? And she was like, no. It was fair enough, she wouldn't have got in because her grades weren't good enough and stuff, but she could say, well, I'm from this underprivileged area, blah blah blah. But I think it should always just be the case of the best person for the job gets it, and there is stuff in Ireland now where it's like if you come from another privileged area you can get extra points in your leaving cert.
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting.
But at the same time, look at Susie. Susie's a
well, I think you should never be told just because of your finances you shouldn't get educated.
But
I
as
think
in,
it's your ability.
But as in it's your area, it's how many people go to college from your area.
Yeah.
And then it's based on your parents' financial income, and it's based off of, like...
I don't think someone should be financially limited when it comes to education.
But see, okay, I think we are actually one of the highest countries in Europe to pay for education.
Oh, man, we're high as shit, bro.
We high in the vase, bro.
yeah, what's it? $3,000. Fuck me, bro.
And you're still paying it off.
I took out a loan this year.
Ew.
To pay it off.
Banks be coming for your legs, man.
Credit union, bro.
Okay. Credit union will be coming for your legs.
No, they're nicer.
Ah, yeah.
They're nicer.
See, the credit union will just leave you with a little scrape. They won't take your legs away from you. Like,
did you have you to take a loan or a Susie grant or anything like that?
I'm on the old Susie fund.
On Susie.
No. Paid for it outright.
Yeah.
Thank you, folks.
No, not in your pocket, anyways.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's unfair. I do agree with like helping people in underprivileged areas. I don't think education should just be a privilege to the financially superior.
Well, like, as in, that's the way it used to be, and it's just building on the old style of, like, people actually being able to get educated because they're in a situation because, okay, my parents, they were handing the fucking silver spoon, the golden spoon, the fucking, here you go, here's all your money.
I don't consider myself to be now the old silver spoon job. Like, I got paid for college, but, like, the rest of the time it's on my own, man. I pay for everything I own. Like,
well, like, that's good, though. That's not bad at all. And
I owe my parents for life, basically.
Yeah.
Like, my parents are my lawngivers. Oh, but Jesus, like, no, I need a fucking slash, actually.
Yeah.
Bit awkward to get out.
Joe, we're going to do? We're going to take a quick interlude.
Go on.
And we'll be straight back with some more words from Tom,
yo,
Liam, and myself.
Vape nay, bro.